I wonder if it's ever happened to you or to someone you love. I remember when I was nearly 14, I was on a church holiday in Austria, and we got to the top of this mountain, and we were told to just walk down the path to the bottom. And a little girl of about 5 decided to hold my hand. This was pre-safeguarding days. And off we went. And I suddenly thought, I don't know where I am. And there she was sitting on my shoulders. And we just followed the cowbells and we got to the bottom eventually. But I wonder if you've ever lost anybody or been lost yourself. Well, we heard earlier in that dramatic reading, if I say temple, what do you do? Well done. Good memories around here. It actually happened to Jesus too. Thank you, Andrew. I'm going to go through these pictures now quite fast. Jesus went to the annual festival in the temple. If you can see the pictures on one of the screens. Sorry, that one's not working still at the moment. And first, thank you, Joseph and Mary didn't miss him, thinking he was traveling back with other relatives or friends. But he was nowhere, thank you, Andrew, to be found. So they went back to the city searching, note, for 3 days. Imagine safeguarding situation, extraordinary. 3 days looking for him. You can imagine, thank you, Andrew, they were very, very displeased when they discovered him in the temple. But even Jesus at 12 asked them, didn't you know that I would be doing my Father's business here in his house? Thank you, Andrew. Next picture. They were both very surprised. Or were they? Or did their hearts stir when he said that? We don't know. As we hear that story, we wonder how Mary and Joseph could have actually forgotten their son and been so careless to go off without him. I'm not going to ask you if you've ever lost your child. I'm going to ask you, has anybody ever lost their child in the shops? Yes? Okay, right, put your hands down. Before we become too critical of Mary and Joseph, we maybe ought to look at ourselves just for a moment. Do we sometimes become so focused on what we're doing that we actually leave Jesus completely out of the picture? I wonder if that's you or if that's me. And when we realize we've left Jesus outside or out of the picture, we need then to do what Joseph and Mary did and go and find him, because believe me, he's looking for you. Thinking of lost things, thank you, Andrew. I've lost around the church some IOU notes. I've got in my bag here some £5, £10 and £20 and £50 notes. And if you can... That's interesting, isn't it? If you can... If underneath your chair... Kids, this might be you. Underneath a chair, there might be an IOU note stuck. If you find it, you might have to get on the floor, and if you're grown up and can get on the floor, you might have to look underneath your chair. Because believe me, I did stick them on the chair, and bring it up to me, and I might be able to give you a surprise. Very surprised to know they were not real 20, 50 and £10 note. The treasurer is looking at me, extremely relieved that I've not given out real money. So thank you, Andrew. My next picture. I owed you some chocolate, actually, rather than... You're allowed to eat it. You don't have to save it, because it might still be as cold as I gave it to you when you get home, even though chocolate melts. But do have an eat of it. Has anybody ever been to Scotland? Put your hand up if you've been to Scotland. I can't do the accent. Okay. Anybody want to go to Scotland? Okay, some hands going up. Well, my next picture on the screen is a map of part of Scotland. I've only been once, and I got as far as Edinburgh. But that's it. This is a map of Arran, Isle of Arran. Next picture, please, for me, Andrew. A beautiful place in Scotland, an island on the Firth of Clyde, so I'm told. I've not been there. The highest hill on the island, thank you, Andrew, is Goat Fell at 2,866 feet. And there are some breathtaking views, thank you, Andrew. And many people, including families, walk up this mountain. And this is a true story of what happened to one family. They'd made the steep climb to the top, and he took his young daughter up, this dad. Hot day, it took them 4 hours to complete the whole circuit. And they arrived back, only the little girl to turn to her dad, to his horror, and say, "Daddy, I've left my bag at the top." Her exhausted father, you can imagine, dads, whoever looks after you, stared at her in absolute disbelief and horror and said, "Well, if you've left your bag up there, it'll just have to stay there." True story note. Then she gave her dad another shock. "But Daddy, your camera's inside it." Needless to say, that made him change his mind. Tired or not, and he made his way back up the mountain and retrieved his lost camera. I suppose it's all a question of values, isn't it, if you think about it? It's one thing to lose a little girl's bag that she has with all her toys and things in it, albeit fairly inexpensive. But to replace an expensive camera is a totally different matter. Thank you, Andrew. In one of the stories in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus speaks about the value of a boy or girl, a man or a woman. And we thought about Chiron and how special he is to Jesus today. He tells of a woman in this picture here who turned her house upside down to find her lost coin, which was part of her headdress. And the next picture shows another story Jesus tells of a shepherd who leaves his flock and goes to find that one lost sheep. And the next story, the next picture Jesus tells, is of a father who spares no expense to go to find his lost son. Thank you, Andrew. And as Jesus says, we are all precious to God's heart, more precious than an expensive camera. We thought about how precious Chiron is to God at his baptism today. Just as precious as that coin was to that lady, the sheep was to the shepherd, the son was to the father. So if you're feeling lost in your heart this morning and you don't know this God that we're talking about, this Jesus that we're here to worship this morning, don't leave church today without talking to Ruth or me or one of the others about the difference it can be to be found rather than to be lost. Lost for all eternity. And that is quite a shock. So as you think about that story of the mountain and that dad's change of decision about walking up it, think about Jesus and how much he longs to find you both now and for all eternity. And I'm going to hand back over to Ruth.